Be still and know. Have you ever thought about the fact that a man's prayer may become sin? This is a startling suggestion, isn't it? Many things can turn prayer into sin, writes columnist John R. Gunn. Insincerity will do it. A false pretense of piety will do it. Vanity and pride will do it. The Lord is near those that are of a broken and contrite spirit, but he despises the pretense of prayer on the part of the haughty ones. There is no question but that many prayers are altogether in vain. Sin, if unrepented and unconfessed, renders prayer ineffectual. Surely many of our so-called prayers are an abomination to God's ears. But his ears are always open to true prayer. The Lord is nigh unto all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. We recall the parable of the Pharisee and the publican who went to the temple to pray. How the proud Pharisee prayed, "I thank thee, God, that I am not as other men." How the publican in deep humility prayed, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And how Christ evaluated these men when he said, "Everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." A few years ago, a well-known doctor in an essay on prayer wrote, "It is meaningless to pray in the morning and to live like a barbarian the remainder of the day. True prayer is a way of life. The truest life is literally a way of prayer. When we make our supplication to God, it would be well to pray first, as did the psalmist. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts." Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from the Psalms. I give myself unto prayer.